Now, my guest in studio is this wonderful woman, and she performed this last night even on the Late Late Show.
I guess everything I gave was not enough. I gave you my whole heart, but tell me, was it love for you? I will not regret, I gave my all. Strangers, when we met, now strangers at the end.
That is Una Healy, and she joins me now in studio. Beautiful guitar playing, Una.
Oh, thank you so much, Alison.
Was that your first instrument then?
Yeah, so I guess like vocal is an instrument as well, but to accompany myself, I love to play guitar, and it really helps inspire me to write songs as well.
Yeah.
So I started playing when I was 12, and I love to just like finger pick, or that's my favourite style actually.
Tricky though. Strumming is much easier.
I just really, I just like it. I find it really easy to write with the guitar. It helps inspire me, definitely.
That was a beautiful song, and you got a great reaction last night as well on, you know, Twitter and everywhere, and loads of people saying, you know, I think people know you anyway, but they're saying you come across so well. Certainly very strong, very grounded. It was all very, very positive. It was lovely to see, actually.
Yeah, it was a really lovely reaction, and to put that song out, obviously, was a very personal song for me, but to be able to share it and for people to come back and say that it's their song too, like, that just means the world to me. I feel like I've done something right, you know, and to help other people through their difficult times as well. We're all in it together, like, it's
lovely. Of course. Yeah. So where are you based now?
So I'm based in England still. I've been over there 11 years now.
Right,
I live in Northampton. I'm actually moving soon, just down the road though. But I've been there, but I come over and back all the time. So home is still Ireland. And it'll never change. And I hope one day to move back, actually. So.
And you've got you have to say, and this is not a criticism, but so many people when they move over to the UK lose their Irish accents. You didn't, which is lovely.
No, I didn't. No, I still have the strong Tipperary accent. And I'm looking forward actually to come back to Thurles this evening. So I'm actually heading to Limerick after this now to Green's shoe store for the launch of my spring summer collection of my Una Healy original collection shoes, and then meeting some lovely people down there, and then heading down to Thurles after that.
So, excellent. Yeah. And your family's in Thurles, are they?
Yeah, they are. My family are there.
And with the shoes, just with those, I always think of shoes, right? In the sense that it's so hard to come up with something that is actually different, isn't it? Mm. So, and you're not coming up with like three. There's loads.
Oh yeah, no, we've had like over 200 styles now.
How do you do that?
Just like, you can never have enough shoes. Like, I just adore shoes so much. They're like my passion, music and shoes.
Yeah.
But I don't think any girl can have enough shoes. And, you know, they're very affordable as well. And we've got all sorts of styles from flats to heels to, you know,
actually,
block
I do
heels.
Like the flats.
Yeah.
Because I'm a flats girl.
I wear flats all the time. Like, especially, you know, my daytime style is always flats. But I do think I love a heel on a night out, though.
Yeah.
Like, I have to say. And on stage as well. And like, my little tag is called Rocket, because I just want everyone to go out there and really rock it.
So how do you come up with the ideas for them, though?
Just kind of like colours, patterns. I take inspiration from just like everyday people. I see what they're like. I literally check out girls on nights out going, I like them, and I'll like be like sneakily taking a picture
and
of them.
And would I tweet
yeah,
it a little
and,
bit?
And then also like when I see them taking their shoes off, and I'm like kind of thinking, why are they taking their shoes off? They should be able to wear them all night.
Yeah.
And that's one of the compliments I get, is that my shoes are quite comfortable even though they're heels. And I think it's really important, because you need to be able to wear the heels all night. Like, you shouldn't have to take them off. Because like, no one wants to see someone's feet. Like, you know, they're always have to be squished into a shoe. Like, it's just not an attractive sight. So just colours, and big into colour at the minute now for spring, summer, and then we kind of mute it down then for autumn, winter. But we're already like designing for spring, summer of next year.
You have to, though.
So you have to think
people forget
forward
about that, don't they? Yeah.
So it's always forward thinking all the time. And taking inspiration from the catwalk as well. Like, I attend London Fashion Week every year, and I like keep an eye out for what's on trend, and but like not a slave to what's on trend too much. Like, I like to just
think about
know everyone what they're looking for. And
But do you do this, Una? Do you do this with your own collection? Because Marie Kondo, I Marie Kondo'd my closet the other day.
Yeah.
I pulled out, because the shoes are all in boxes, I pulled out, and I don't have too many, but I pulled a lot of them out, and I was like, I bought these twice. Like, do you do that ever, where you love something so much, you forget that you already have it?
I think that you can never have, you can never have too much shoes, but if you really like a particular style, just buy two of them. Yeah, why not? Like,
But then it's bad if you've forgotten you've done it.
Well, yeah.
So tell me about your children, Aoife Bell and Tadhg John. What ages are they?
So Tadhg is 4 and Aoife 7.
Okay. Yeah, like, when is she 8?
She's not 8 till next March.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so fresh 7.
She's in school, and Tig will be starting school this year, because in the UK you have to start school when you're 4, and he's just turned 4 in February. Yeah. So he'll be starting school. I can't believe it.
Like, what are their personalities like?
Oh, they get on so well. I'm really lucky that they play together really well, and you know, they get to that age where they get up, they get themselves up, and like, you know, sometimes you can have a little lion if you want, because they can hear them making their breakfast and so well, yeah, you feel like pouring out the cereal for Tig, and they're just
the mess.
So
no.
Oh yeah, I'm like, oh, we can deal with that later.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, they're so lovely, and Aoife's big into making slime at the minute. Like,
Stop.
The bane of my life at the minute.
So Clara, who works with me, knows I talk about my daughter Joan.
Yeah,
she's going to be 8 in the beginning of May.
Oh.
Slime.
What
and the other day, I was literally doing something, trying to get it off. I was like, what is that? Slime.
No! It's everywhere.
It's horrible. Like, you know, as children, like, we would have been like, ew, slime. Whereas now they're like, yay, slime. It's
but
like,
she
what
made,
is it? I don't know if she's been able to do this, Aoife Bell, but one day Joan had something in her hand. I'm like, what is this? And she's like, I've made slime.
Yeah.
Literally out of the top of a glue stick. And she just kneaded it, added a bit of hand soap, a bit of sprinkles and then color or whatever, and turns into slime. I was like, she's like a master at it.
I know, yeah. And then they have this magic liquid that like it's like activator. So put the activator in, and it has to be a certain type of glue, and and she's like, do we have any particular, like, she's like looking for
contact solution.
And contact lens solution. Yes. Yeah, that's what she was looking for. I was
and
like,
pharmacists
that's really pricey
now,
like, I'm not getting
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but they've caught on to it now. Pharmacists go, they actually ask you, is it for your eyes or for slime?
Oh,
and you go,
gosh,
slime, you get
imagine
the cheap one.
Oh, that is hilarious.
So they get along really, really well.
Oh, they get on so well. Yeah, they really do.
How do you balance everything? Like, because it's obviously, you know, your music career, it's very much on track. You're chasing that and you're doing really well with that. Obviously the shoes. And then, you know, being, you are a single mom at the moment. So how are you managing all of that? Because I know if my husband goes to Cork for 2 days, I'm like, come back! And it's only 2 days.
Yeah, like I'm very fortunate that my family help out. And my mum and my dad are down in Thurles with my kids at the minute. So I've got a huge family support. So that really helps. But, you know, I think now that I'm a single mum, like I feel that I just need, everything I do is for my kids, everything. And I still have to work, because like, you have to put a crust on the table and also inspire your children to work hard, you know, and that's, it's very important. But
do you have that support in England though?
My mum comes over to me, but I'm not going to lie, it's really difficult.
Yeah, like,
it is. It's hard, and I my hat's off to every single parent out there. It's not easy, but it's not impossible.
No, but even if you want like that 15, 20 minutes, it's sometimes that is impossible.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's all you need is that 15, 20
but
minutes.
I just find like, I couldn't love them any more than I possibly do, but I think my heart bursts for them, how much I love them.
Yeah.
Like, and I get really reflects in them, because they're so happy. Like they are, really genuinely are. Like, they haven't had the easiest time with being in an environment where they are in a single parent environment, but they're so happy because they're so loved, you know.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. So tell us obviously you're promoting the shoes at the moment. What's the next step musically on the music front?
So I actually have a radio show as well over in the
UK. I hope it's not between 8 and 11 in the morning.
But it's in the UK, so we're not competing. No, it's called Country Hits Radio, and it's the first national country station, actually.
Really?
And I love my country music, so that's a lovely little gig to have. And then musically, I'm still writing all the time. I've got my song Strangers out now.
Yeah.
I've written loads of new tracks that I'm hoping to like put out over the year. And I'm collaborating with Key West, the band, as well. I've got a track coming out with them soon. And just going to carry on doing my music.
But do you space it out? Like, do you actually sit down and put out a monthly calendar and go, okay, so if I want the single to do this and I need to do this, this and this, do you actually map it out, or do you just kind of let it?
Yeah, kind of naturally let it pan out, I guess.
Yeah.
But I've got great management as well, Fascination Management. We've got Kirsty here.
Yes. Yeah. Hi, Kirsty.
Say hello, Kirsty. Can't forget them. They manage my diary for me. Like,
it's an army, isn't it?
It's like a multitasking all the time.
Yeah.
But no, they're brilliant, and they help like coordinate my diary. And I have like downtime as well. So like, obviously it's like a wave. I'll get really, really busy, but it's good to do everything all at once and then take a bit of time off. And yeah, like my number one job has been a mom. That's my number one. And like I've spent lots of quality time with my children, and then the wave will come, and I'll, you know, ride the wave and then come off it again.
Yeah.
So it's all about balancing, but it's my life. Like it's all I know, really. So that's what I do. Yeah.
Did you see, speaking of country music before I let you go, it was Dolly Parton Connected. It was Jennifer Aniston, and it was a Netflix special. And what was it called again? It was Bumpkin. Oh my God. Dumpling. Yeah. And Jennifer Aniston, it was all like kind of like a country music influenced, but she plays like a pageant mom. Mm. She plays it really, really well. And it's the most heartwarming. You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it. No. Oh, it's the most. Amazing. I would love to
Just
see
when
that.
You were talking about country music, yeah. because obviously Dolly Parton influenced and she was yeah. a producer on it. It's oh. the most heartwarming. Because country music sometimes gets slagged and it shouldn't, should
no,
it?
No, it's cool. Like country yeah. is cool and it was very popular. Like it has been in Ireland for a long time with the country and Irish scene, but it's really catching on in the UK as well. But yeah. there's lots of really cool new artists out as well. It's a great genre of music and it's very heartfelt and beautiful
so.
Melodies and the just everything about it's very organic and that's what I love about it. It's real music.
I think yeah. so. I have cousins in Canada and this is the most stereotypical thing. They own a horse ranch.
It's quite stereotypical at times. Yeah.
They have such love for country music. And when I was growing up and I was into my kind of like Sonic Youth and my Pixies and my the Rocky kind of stuff, I was like, oh, and then when I took time to stop and listen, I was like, actually, as you said, melodies, lyrics, like it is.
I think if you break down any really good song, it can sound a little bit country because that's what country music is. It's just very like raw and real.
Yeah.
So when you strip back anything and without the bells and whistles, it can actually sound like a country song. You know, it's folk music.
It is actually, Well, I wish you continued success. An absolute pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
And we had loads of people texting in before you were coming on saying they were looking forward to it and hoping the children would be quiet so they could hear what you were going to say. And a real pleasure and wish you continued success. And Una, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thanks.